Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thank you for tuning in this morning. I have a very, very special edition Wine Wednesday in store for you, and a big thanks to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets, with four fabulous locations. There truly is nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets and Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. They have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Well, without further ado, because we have so much to talk about, Gab, my brother from another mother, Chris Benziger, in the house.
There you go, Ziggy. I was getting a little concerned there. You were starting off a little slow. Like, are you awake yet?
I haven't had as much coffee as you have, and I had no Baileys in my coffee this morning.
Yeah. So. I've definitely jacked on Joe. A farmer starts early.
I know. Well, that's true. But I sit there, you know, thinking about, like, last night, going, I can't believe tomorrow morning, like, Chris is actually going to be in the studio, and I have not seen you in so long. You haven't been on the show in so long.
Yeah, I know. What's up? Did I fall out of favor?
You did. Yeah. I have another favorite brother from another mother.
Oh, no.
I know. Well, it's not your older brother, that's for sure. But we love Mike. But so I saw you a couple weeks ago for the first time in months and months.
Wasn't that dinner great?
Oh, amazing dinner. I mean, even though you and I are texting all the time and in touch, I actually hadn't seen you in person. And I had such an honorable moment to be able to go to your winemaker dinner in Glen Ellen at the Glen Ellen Star. I felt so privileged to be there.
It was a magical night.
Oh, it was so unbelievable.
We had another Benziger brought into the world. My nephew
during the dinner,
during
right
the
at
dinner,
the beginning,
yeah,
Buck beginning,
and,
yeah.
And Crit had a little baby girl. I think they gave it a name, but I don't know what it is.
Oh my goodness!
They didn't have another cup of coffee. They didn't name it for like 3 days. So
we
stand. But it's a healthy baby. And then the dinner was amazing. And
the wines, the dinner, the whole thing.
Ari, who's married to my niece Erin, has had this place since 14, and they've done an amazing job. They got Michelin recommendations, and they just didn't they nail
they,
the
they
food
nailed
wine
every
combinations?
Every single course. They just nailed it. And Lisa Amarola, your winemaker,
she's great.
You know, I just kept looking at her wine after wine. I'm going, oh my God, this wine is so good, and this wine's so amazing. And while I knew she's a great award-winning winemaker, to be there in this intimate setting, you know, because it's really a small room where they do these dinners. Glen Ellen Star is not a huge restaurant.
No.
And to be there with her and be there with you, and it was just such a magical evening. And, you know, I mean, I go to hundreds of winemaker dinners all year, and I'm super grateful to be able to do that. But there was just magic in the air that night. And
I was actually nervous that you were there because
Why? Could you
go to so many dinners? And I'm like, do I got to light my hair on fire? Do I need an aerialist? Should I skydive in? I was like, I got to impress Ziggy.
No, you don't.
I feel I was sort of obligated, but the wines and the food did the impressing.
Well, I felt so honored to be there just so I could be in the same room with the two of you guys, but also to meet some of your wine club members and some of your big fans. And I found myself going on about the history of your family and the history of the property and the hundreds of times I've been there in the last couple of decades. And there was just magic in the air. And so part of that magic, though, kind of brought up this point about the sense of place. And each time that you've been here on Wine Wednesday, and it's like four times a year, so the beginning of each season, and right now with spring in full bloom, I always feel like this is really the start to the new year, because to me, new year means new things, and it's not old, cold winter. It's really when things start popping up out of the garden and you know, the leaves on the tree start coming out,
it's
right?
It's in the word, right? Spring. Doing. Yeah.
Thank you for that sound effect. Anyway, Chris Benziger, my brother from another mother, in the studio with me this morning and doing the sound effects himself. but you know, we started this conversation with our table at the dinner about, you know, when your brother first came from New York and you know, discovered this site where the winery now is, but then taking it a step further. And I don't think we've ever really talked about the Native Americans that were on the land before.
Oh, it's such a cool story. But first, thanks for recognizing my wine club members, because they are amazing. We are very, very fortunate that most wine club members, they average people are in a wine club for a couple years. They try the wines, this thing, and then they move on. It's like, you're almost disposable. Let's try a new wine club. our average is almost 7 to 8 years. We have wine club members there over 20 years.
Yeah.
They're like family members.
Totally. Okay, I met some great folks.
Let's go back to that sense of place. So Mike walked down the property and he literally had an epiphany.
And this is your oldest brother, the oldest of the clan.
Oldest of the seven. I'm still waiting for my epiphany. But he came down there and he said that this place was amazing, this little Hanging Valley. And so we did some research with the help of Matt Atkinson, who was the ranger at the state park. And he said that the Miwoks hung out there. And they lived an incredible life there before the Spanish came. It was their happy place. They called it Onopias, which roughly translated to Buckeye Mountain. And man, they had steelhead in the creek. They had full-time water because it's a perennial river. Obsidian was in the soil, so they had tools to make. They had tons of game. They had acorns everywhere. I mean, this was as close as thing to Eden on the planet. And they lived there and loved it. We have this place called the Hidden Meadow that we haven't touched at all, that an archaeologist said was a very special place for the Miwoks. It's sealed off, it's fenced off, nobody can get back there. We're never gonna farm it. But every once in a while I walk back there and it almost like the ground levitates, vibrates.
Yeah, vibrates.
Yeah, and we found piles of crystals in different spots up there,
I'd be so happy there.
It's a wild, beautiful spot. And I think that's what helped create the epiphany and why the place is just so special, right? There's not a lot of places on the planet where you go in there and you feel good every time.
All the live long day. And that's how it is. You know, every time I visit there, it's even though I've been there dozens and dozens of times, and you and I have done some incredible tours and guided tours and walks throughout the property, every single time I go there, it's like the first time of discovery and magic. And there have been places that we have hiked on your property that I have found some arrowheads, which is really cool. And with all the obsidian there, you know, when you kind of start looking at the soil, because you guys have a really great area where you have dug down deep. And so everybody that comes to visit the property can see the layers of soil. And there's such incredible complexity in your wines. But when you look at where those roots are traveling through, all those layers, right?
Yeah. You know what we call it? Geological lasagna. Because it's true. It's basalt, red aggregate, welded tufa, obsidian, breccia. I mean, all these different layers of rocks, and each one of those has different minerals. Those minerals go up into the vine and give it that fingerprint, that the zip code of that piece of property, in a word, authenticity.
Right. And with every bottle of wine that you grow in the vineyards there truly is a thumbprint of that vineyard in every sip that you take. And when I know you're considered Sonoma Valley, but really Sonoma Mountain.
It's Sonoma Mountain, one of the smaller AVAs, right? There may be a smaller one. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's one of the smallest AVAs in California.
Yeah.
There's only a few vineyards on the property.
Yeah. And
on the mountain, I should say.
We've talked at great length over the last bunch of years about your farming practices and how you went from conventional farming to organic farming to biodynamic farming and the benefit to all that and why things are so alive inside the winery, outside the winery, in and around that entire property. And that's why, quite frankly, the ground vibrates.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding.
Basically, it's we let things run wild.
Yes.
That's the Benziger motto, I think.
Run wild. Even when you guys were in New York before you moved to California, I'm pretty sure that was the Benziger family motto.
But it's a whole thing because, you know, farming and just the history of man, we want to dominate nature, right? That's kind of what we do. We dominate, we take it over. But here, this method, you have to work with nature. You can't dominate it.
Yeah.
And boy, when you work with nature, it gives back so much.
Well, you're inviting it into your soul and vice versa. And there really is such a holistic way of your approach to winemaking and farming and all that stuff. And, you know, here's a little fun fact. So I'm doing wine and crystal pairings now.
What?
Yeah. I think I need to come to the property and do a whole event there. So, yeah.
Wine and crystal. You got to tell me how this works. This sounds really cool because, you know, obviously we use quartz crystal, amethyst, actually, for one of our biodynamic preps.
People don't understand really the history of quartz and how, as humans, we've been using it for a long time. I mean, how about your quartz run watch? Quartz wasn't just a word. It's actually a crystal running your watch. How about that?
And radios, I heard, too, right?
So much to dig into.
The frequencies. Maybe that's how we end up talking to God, huh?
Well, springtime is a magical time to be at Benziger Winery in Glen Ellyn, and not just because it's springtime, but because it's just a magical place to be. But you've got lambs running about, mowing the grass for you, and we've got to wrap up Wine Wednesday, but you did tell me a funny story on your way in that I think we need to close Wine Wednesday, and it's about the blue markers all over the barn at the winery.
Okay, yeah. You got, how much time do I have?
You have just a couple seconds, but the hot hippie will appreciate this for sure.
Okay. So when we were converting over, there was really no book how-to, but most of the stuff been around composting, integrated pest management, all that stuff. But the hardest part for us was, how do you get rid of weeds? Weed abatement, right?
Right.
And Monsanto, unfortunately, made it easy with Roundup, and right. They said it was not bad, turned out to be one of the worst things ever. So how do we get away from Roundup? First thing we tried, we built a flamethrower. We're from New York. We're a bunch of knuckleheads. We built a Mad Max flamethrower. That didn't work out quite as well.
It certainly wouldn't work out these days.
No, after the third time we started a small fire, the fire department said, we're going to take your toys away. Then we tried to use cows because cows are really big for...
yeah, but then they dug up the vineyards, right? I would imagine.
Oh, no, they literally, they're like, horns. They pulled them up and then they love to walk around. They broke
the
gate.
Scottish Highland.
Yeah.
Cows,
I had to
right?
cowboy him up the hill one night at 3 a.m. with the sheriff yelling at me. And
there's
the
a
cow,
video for Facebook.
And the bull chasing me. That was... But we didn't go for goats because they would eat me out. So we finally settled on sheep.
Well, sheep eat down, goats look up. Let's be clear. Goats are smart.
Yeah, smarter than me.
Sheep are dumb as gum, but they're lovely.
So I get them in there. Everything is great. It's like, answer the prayers. But the guy that sold them, he said, look, call me in August. We're going to get your girls pregnant because you want to time the lambing with the rain so that you have double the flock size when the grass is growing, when you need them most to eat. So he brings in, I'm thinking he's going to bring 4 or 5 rams in. He brings one. Super stud that did not look like a super stud, right? It just looked like one of them.
You never know those geeky looking ones.
Exactly. They're surprised. I thought he'd have horns. He didn't have horns. But make a long story short, he wasn't doing his stuff and I was getting nervous and my brother was all over me, right? He's like, why? You got to make sure this guy's doing his stuff.
It was an investment.
Yeah. He wanted me to like be a peeping Tom on this thing. I said, no way. So I asked him, I go, isn't there some old timey way? And he goes, yeah, you're going to have to get a few things. First thing he says is Crisco. My mind went to a really dark place. And when bought the Crisco at the store, the poor clerk was like, that's a lot of Crisco, Chris. And I'm like, yep, I got to get my sheep pregnant. She's like, oh, beep, beep, beep.
But what
he wanted me to do is make a paste, a blue paste. I put blue carpenter's chalk in that Crisco, mix it up, and then put it underneath, you know, from the belly button to the knees of the ram, and then pushed him in the barn that night. And I'm thinking, okay, he's going to get one or two, maybe. Joaquin was there in the morning when we got there. He's laughing his butt off. I go, what's so funny, Joaquin? And Joaquin's pretty stoic.
There's blue all over the place.
Unbelievable. It's like the Blue Man Group from Las Vegas played in that barn all night long. There was blue on at least a third of the girls on the walls. The ram's in the corner smoking a cigarette. I'm a little knackered just to bear. I will get the other girls tonight. I don't know why it's a French accent, but it just seems to fit.
This is why we love Chris Benziger, my brother from another mother, Benziger Winery in Glen Ellyn. You've got to visit it. We really need to do a tour together before summertime, I think. That would be really fun and invite
all
of
figure out how to
Wine Wednesday listeners.
Go live.
Yeah, we can totally do that. We can talk about that. And I got to come and do some crystal and wine pairings at Benziger.
I got to see how this works. I'm fascinated.
Benziger.com. There you go. I put the Zig in Benziger.
And don't forget imagery, too.
B-E-N-Z-I-G-E-R. And imagery winery.
And right around the corner.
Yep, your sister winery.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great morning. Cheers.
Love you.